Happy 2024.
2024快乐！
So, how was your first week of this new year?
咁今个新年大家第一个礼拜过得点呢？
So, like Sister Joanne shared with us, many people like to make New Year resolution at the beginning of the year.
咁 就好似祖恩姊妹讲啦，好多人咧喺新嘅一年咧都会有一啲新年大计，
To make sure they are working towards the right goals.
就去确保咧佢哋能够朝住正确嘅目标去进发。
And working, heading towards the right direction.
亦都系向住啱嘅方向去前行。
So, do you know there is one word in the Bible that determines the direction of your life?
咁你知唔知道圣经入面啊，有一个字能够决定你嘅一生嘅一个方向？
So, this one word can be a verb
咁呢个字可以系一个动词，
or noun,
亦都可以系一个名词。
but it is also a lifestyle and a state of being.
但系咧，亦都系一个生活嘅方式，或者你嗰个人嘅状态。
So I give you 5 seconds. So anyone?
我俾大家5秒时间谂下，有冇人可以尝试
Do you
答
know
啊？
what this word is?
有冇人估到呢个系咩字啊？Someone said follow.
Okay, not quite. It's actually the word worship.
其实呢个字咧就系敬拜呢个字。
So when we think about worship,
当我哋谂起敬拜嘅时候。
Usually we think about what we just did, song worship.
我哋好容易就只系联想到我哋啱啱所做嘅，就系用诗歌嚟敬拜。
Yeah, sing hymns to God.
啊，一齐唱啲诗歌去赞美神啦。
Or when we talk about worship, we think about now.
又或者当我哋讲到敬拜，我哋谂起一个所谓崇拜嘅聚会咁样。
Yeah, Sunday worship service.
啊，就系主日崇拜。
But actually, worship is much more than singing songs or coming here to worship God together on a Sunday.
但其实敬拜所包含嘅系远远超过净系一齐去聚集唱诗歌敬拜神，或者系星期日嘅时候我哋实体聚会咁样一齐嚟敬拜。
Worship in the Bible is much broader and much deeper.
咁其实喺圣经入面咧，对敬拜嘅定义系更加广、更加深嘅。
And worship is what determines the direction of a person's life.
敬拜啊，会决定咗你一生嘅方向。
So in the coming few sermons, by the grace of God, I will be preaching on the theme of worship.
咁所以咧，靠住神嘅恩典，喺我嚟紧嘅几篇信息里面，我都会同大家去分享敬拜呢个题目。
So what is worship?
究竟咩系敬拜咧
？So today I would like to share with you 3 important points regarding worship that we can see from the Word of God.
咁今日咧就想同大家去从神嘅话语里面去分享关于敬拜嘅3点。
So the first point about worship is,
咁第一点关于敬拜咧
，every human being worship something or someone.
其实每个人都会一定有敬拜某个人或者某样嘢嘅。
Regardless whether you are religious, whether you are a Christian or not.
无论你有冇宗教信仰，你系咪一个基督徒都好啦。
Why?
点解我咁讲咧
？This is because man is created to worship.
因为咧，人啊被造本身就系为咗敬拜。
So this is the first fundamental point about worship in the Bible.
所以呢个亦都系第一点啊，喺圣经入面我睇到关于敬拜嘅。
So why did I say that it's the case that every human being is a worshipper of something or someone, even if you are not religious?
咁究竟点解我头先话，就算你唔系一个有任何宗教信仰或者背景嘅人啊，你都一定系喺度敬拜紧某人或者某啲事物咧
？So let us look at this step by step.
咁我哋可以逐步嚟睇啊。
Well, the Word of God reveals to us when God Yahweh created mankind.
咁神嘅话语向我哋启示啊，当耶和神去创造人类嘅时候
，He made us preciously and made us in a special way.
佢系睇我哋为非常宝贵，所以佢系用好独特嘅方式去创造我哋。
If you read Genesis, human beings are preciously made in God's own image.
如果大家有睇过创世记，你就会知道咧，人咧系按住神嘅形象，好宝贵咁样去造成。
What's more, He has placed this innate desire for worship within us.
更加重要咧，系神已经将我哋内心呢个对敬拜嘅渴求啊，摆咗喺我哋嘅心里面。
So have you? I think you have visited a zoo.
我相信大家都有去过动物园啦。
Or aquarium.
又或者一个水族馆。
Or look at Discovery Channel about animals.
或者咧去睇一啲关于大自然嘅频道啊，有一啲关于动物嘅影片。
So do you ever observe any kind of animal worshipping?
你哋有冇见过任何嘅动物系会去敬拜嘅咧
？No, right?
应该冇啊。
Even though when you look at them, they do reveal to us the wonder and the glory of our Creator God in many ways.
啊，虽然当我哋去睇呢啲大自然界嘅动物啊，啲生物嘅时候，都系向我哋启示紧神嘅奇妙，神嘅大能。
But we don't ever observe them doing the act of worshiping God.
但我哋从来咧冇办法，亦都冇观察到啊！佢哋系有呢个敬拜嘅活动。
Or a hot topic nowadays is AI。
咁又或者而家热门话题咧就系关于人工智能啦。
Do you see ChatGPT worshiping us, who is its creator as God or worshiping God？
你有冇见过呢啲咁嘅人工智能嘅软件啊？呢啲嘅聊天工具啊，会当我哋人，因为我哋做出嚟噶嘛？呢啲 AI 人工智能，佢哋有冇当我哋神咁拜咧
？But worship is something that is only observed among human beings.
所以你睇到敬拜咧，只系喺人类当中能够揾得到。
And it's something universal among different races.
而且咧，系全世界入面唔同嘅种族都会揾到共同嘅。
Why is it?The case that mankind has this innate urge to worship, even if you are not religious.
咁究竟点解我哋话人类啊，就算我哋唔系一个好有宗教背景信仰嘅人咧，都会有一个好似与生俱来要去敬拜嘅呢个渴慕咧
？Yeah, this has to do with how God created us.
因为呢个就系神去创造我哋，所俾我哋嘅。
So let us take a look at the Word of God.
咁我哋而家一齐睇下神嘅话语。
First, let us understand the nature of our Creator God Yahweh.
咁首先，让我哋去睇下神佢嘅性情啊 ，Yahweh 神嘅性情。
So in Isaiah 40, chapter 28 to 29.
咁喺以赛亚书嘅第八章啦，二十八至系以赛亚书四十章系嘛？以赛亚书四十章二十八至二十九节。
So Isaiah 40, verse 28 says.Have you not known? Have you not heard? Yahweh is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength.
以赛亚书四十章二十八节，你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神耶和华，创造地极的主，并不疲乏，也不困倦。他的智慧无法测度，疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量。
The prophet Isaiah, proclaiming the word of God, shows us God Yahweh is described as the everlasting God.
咁呢度咧，先知以赛亚咧，佢就将耶和华神咧形容为嗰位永在嘅神耶和华。
So the Creator God, His nature, is everlasting.
所以咧，我哋创造主神佢嘅本质啊，就系永在嘅。
So being eternal and everlasting is the nature of God。
亦即系话永恒啦，同埋永存咧，呢啲都系神本身嘅本质性情之一。
So let's take a look at how God made human beings。
咁我哋而家一齐睇下神究竟点样去创造人咧
？So in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11。
咁喺呢个传道书三章十一节。
There it says, He has made everything beautiful in its time, and also He has put eternity in man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end.
传道书三章十一节，他使万事各按其时成为美好，他又把永恒的意识放在人的心里，虽然这样，人还是不能察觉神自始至终的作为。
So here, the word of God reveals to us that whenThe everlasting God Yahweh created us. He has placed eternity in man's heart.
咁喺传道书呢度咧，就去启示俾我哋知道，当耶和华神啊呢位永在嘅神去创造我哋嘅时候，佢将永恒呢个意识咧放咗喺我哋嘅心里面。
So this means innately we have a desire, a longing for things that are eternal and that have eternal value.
亦都即系话咧，我哋嘅内心深处咧，好自然。好深植根咗呢个渴慕永恒嘅呢个意识。
Do you know what this is？
咁唔知大家知唔知道呢度系咩嚟嘅咧
？Anyone？Do you know how to say it in English？
咁你哋知唔知道英文兵马俑英文系咩咧
？Terracotta warriors and horses。
咁係啦，就係兵馬俑嘅英文，大家啱啱學到啦。
So these are by who?
邊個創咗佢哋咧？
So the Emperor 秦始皇。
係啦，就係秦始皇啊。
So he was a powerful emperor who unified China around 200 BC.
咁秦始皇咧就喺主前或者公元前200年度喺中國，佢統一咗中國嘅皇帝。
Yeah, he reigned supreme at that, around that time in China.
咁就係大概嗰個時候咧，佢係即係最高嘅嗰、那個皇帝啦，那個掌權噶啦。
And pioneered many great feats.
佢帶嚟咗好多好多嘅事蹟。
And terracotta warriors and horses are one of them.
咁而即係兵馬俑咧就係其中一樣。
Yeah, it's, I think it's really wonderful. Each of the soldier, the face is different.
好奇妙就係你知唔知每一個兵馬俑呢啲佢哋嘅面容都係唔同嘅喎。
So Emperor 秦始皇 is also famous for another thing. Do you know what it is?
咁秦始皇亦都係好出名係有另一樣嘢，你哋知唔知係咩咧？
He didn't want to die.
佢就唔想死嘅，咁咪得，想長生不老。
He wanted to live forever.
係啦，佢係好想長生不老。
So there are stories of him, like you know, looking for ways to stay alive forever.
咁所以咧，亦都有好多嘅呢啲嘅古仔啊，去神叫做咩？係咧，古仔去講到佢點樣去用唔同嘅方法令到自己可以長生不老。
Yeah. So another example is.When we think about our loved ones,
咁另一個個例子咧，就當我哋去諗到我哋所愛嘅人
，and this loving relationship we have with our family members or friends.
咁當我哋諗到係咯，我哋同我哋所愛嘅屋企人啊，或者朋友嘅關係
，yeah, we hope this loving relationship can go on forever.
我哋都會好希望呢份愛嘅關係咧，可以一路傳到永恆。
So this is why we become sad when our family members pass away, because we wish they can stay with us forever.
亦都係呢個緣故啊，點解當我哋有親人離世嘅時候，我哋會難過咧？係因為我哋都渴望能夠同我哋嘅最愛嘅人咧係永永遠遠喺埋一齊嘅。
So I think you have heard a famous song.
咁我相信大家都應該聽過一首好有名嘅歌。
So can Patrick really stretch out your arm? No, no, no. With that.Do you know what song this is? My heart will go on, right? Da 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 da.
咁呢个就应该好著名，大家都知。
You are here forever to stay, and I know that my heart will go on, right?
应该大家都知，中文点翻译啊？记唔记得 ？My heart will go on.
就是铁达尼号的这个
中文怎么翻译？哦，对，我心永恒是吧？对对对，我心永恒，我心永恒啊！呢首歌中文翻译。
So yeah, when we think about our loved ones, we desire to yeah, this relationship will go on forever.
所以当我哋每逢谂到我哋所爱嘅人，我哋都好希望呢份关系系能够存到永远。
So you see, people inwardly have this desire, yeah, for things eternal and of lasting value.
所以睇到其實我哋嘅內心啊，都係會好渴求一啲同永恆有關嘅嘢啦，或者係即係有永恆價值嘅事物。
So when God Yahweh made us, He placed eternity in our hearts, so we may seek after Him, our Creator who is everlasting and eternal.
所以當Yahweh神創造我哋嘅時候，佢就已經將永恆嘅意識放喺我哋心裡面，以致我哋真係會去尋求佢呢位永在嘅神。
So the first point about worship is man is made to worship.
咁所以第一點關於敬拜呢，我想同大家分享就係人被創造呢係為咗去敬拜嘅。
It's not the case that the everlasting God needs our worship. Yeah, so he placed many people here on earth.
咁當然啦，就唔係因為創造我哋嘅神呢佢好需要被敬拜，所以佢呢就做咗咁多嘅人擺喺呢個世界裡面。
Then every day he says, now, let's hear it.
咁然后咧，每日就 OK， 大家开始敬拜我。
People clap 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 and say, "Oh, God is awesome."
跟住大家就开始拍掌、鼓掌啦，就哎呀，神啊，你真系好美、好奇妙嘅神啊
！Oh, God is great.
或者神你真系伟大啊
！Yeah, He's glorious. Clap 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 clap.
啊，你真系荣耀啦！跟住大家就一齐鼓掌。
Yeah, no, Yahweh our God is not like this.
当然 ，Yahweh 神并唔系咁嘅。
If we read the Bible carefully about what is revealed to us about his character and nature.
如果我哋真係細心去讀聖經，去了解 Yahweh 神佢嘅性情同埋佢嘅性情同埋本質嘅話。
Yeah, God is not a narcissist.
咁Yahweh 神並唔係一個自戀狂。
But can you discern why God made us this way to worship?
但係你哋有冇諗過神點解要創造我哋係為咗要我哋去敬拜呢？
And to place eternity in our hearts.
亦都要將呢個永恆嘅意識放喺我哋心裏面呢？
It's actually for our good and benefits.
係真係為咗我哋嘅好處嘅。
He placed eternity in our hearts so we may search and seek after Him and come to know the one true God who is everlasting and eternal.
佢將呢個永恆意識擠喺我哋裏面，就係為咗令到我哋會去尋求佢呢位永在嘅神，係係咯，由始至終係存到永恆嘅。
So
咁亦都以致我哋可以有呢份愛嘅關係，係嘛
？So we are made to worship not for God's benefit, but for our own benefits.
所以我哋被創造去敬拜神，唔係為咗神有益處、有咩好處，而係為咗我哋能夠得益。
So this is the first and a fundamental point regarding worship.
咁所以呢個咧就係第一個關於敬拜最基要嘅一點。
Man is made for worship because God has placed eternity in our hearts.
人咧去被造係為咗要去敬拜，因為神已經將永恆嘅意識放喺我哋心裏面。
Yeah, so we may seek after Him.
以致我哋會去尋求佢。
Who is eternal?
因為佢係嗰位永在嘅神。
Another example about this first point can be seen in the opening verse of the Bible.
咁另一點關於我哋啱啱提到嘅第一點咧，關於敬拜就能夠喺聖經第一節第一章第一節就見到啦。
So, can you memorize the first verse of the Bible?
咁有冇人能夠記得全部聖經第一章第一節係咩咧
？So it's this one. In the beginning, God created heavens and the earth.
就係起初神創造天地。
Here is revealed to us that God Yahweh, who is everlasting, created the heaven and the earth.
咁呢度去启示俾我哋咧，就系神啊 ，Yahweh， 佢系嗰位永在嘅神，而佢咧创造咗天同埋地。
This is to say through the work of God's hands, which are the heaven and the earth.
咁亦都系话咧，透过神手中所作嘅工，佢所创造嘅天地。
We can have a glimpse at the glory and the beauty of the eternal God.
咁我哋咧就可以一睹神佢所創造嘅嗰份榮美啦，同埋嗰份永恆嘅嗰份美麗。
So this is so true when we look up at the sky, at heavens.
咁其實好真實嘅，當我哋真係舉目去望下天嘅時候
，at the universe with filled with trillions of stars.
又或者睇下佈滿曬星星嘅呢個宇宙。
So these are real photos of a photographer who traveled to Taiwan to.Yeah, took the photos.
咁呢啲咧，全部係真實嘅相片咧，係有一啲攝影師啦，佢哋去到台灣嗰度去拍攝嘅。
Okay, let's see the next slides. Next slides. And the next slides. Yeah, so all these are real. It's not computer generated.
嗱，呢啲係真實嘅照片嚟噶，唔係去用電腦合成嘅。
Yeah, so.So how vast is the universe?
咁所以你睇到，哇！呢个宇宙系几咁伟大咧
？So recently, I read an article by an astrophysicist who shared.
咁最近我就睇咗一篇文章啦，就系由一位文学家所写嘅。
That here on Earth, we can only see into the universe about 13.8 billion light years in all directions.
咁我哋從地球呢度咧去望向，即係由地球，我哋只能夠睇到138億光年嘅距離。
Yeah, so, that's the limit of how we can observe.
咁呢個
how we can see the universe.
呢個就係我哋對於去觀察睇到宇宙嘅嗰個限度啦。
So 13.8 billion light years, distance is really a mind-boggling distance.
咁其實138億光年嘅距離係完全超越我哋嘅腦能夠想像嘅距離啦。
Because lights in 1 second can travel the Earth around it 8 times.
因为光啊，围绕地球转系一秒就可以转八个圈。
So imagine 13.8 billion light years.
咁大家再去想象下，如果138亿光年系几长嘅距离咧
？Yeah, so it really boggles our mind.
系真系啊，超越我哋嘅脑能够去理解嘅。
And based on the current study of the universe, there's a fundamental limit for us to, to observe this universe. There are a point beyond which we cannot see anymore.
根據而家最現時嘅呢啲研究啊，對於宇宙嘅研究咧，咁其實咧，我哋係能夠去觀察宇宙係有一個限度嘅咯，係一個基礎嘅限度。
It's like looking close up at an elephant.
就好似我哋如果有隻大象、大笨象喺我哋前面，我哋好近距離咁去睇嘅時候
，we can see it's very big.
我哋一定睇到好大啊。
But we cannot see the shape.An outline of it.
但我哋就已经睇唔到嗰个大象嗰个嘅形状啦。
So the universe is so vast that here on Earth we cannot see the whole of it.
咁所以睇到宇宙咧系几咁伟大，大到咧我哋喺地球嘅角度根本就冇可能睇得晒嘅。
So in the beginning, God created heaven. So heaven, the universe, when we have eyes to see, points us to the infinite and everlasting God.
所以啊，神喺起初就创造天地，而当我哋真系用眼尝试去睇呢个天、呢个宇宙嘅时候啊，其实都系指向要我哋去认识呢位啊永恒嘅神同埋嗰位全能无限嘅神。
But in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, God also created the earth.
咁但头先睇创世记一章一节咧，亦都提到神咧，亦都创造咗地嘅。
When we observe what is on the earth.
咁當我哋去觀察地上又有啲咩咧
？Like the animals we just saw, we can also perceive the work of the everlasting gods.
咁我哋可以睇到咧，其實透過大地啊，同樣可以俾我哋去認識到呢位永恆嘅神。
So I studied biochemistry when I was at university.
咁喺大學嘅時候咧，我係讀生物化學嘅。
So I was very fascinated by the structure of the cell.
咁我當時咧就被每個細胞嘅嗰啲嘅結構啊，非常之令我好讚歎，好覺得好有趣。
Yeah, it's really like a small galaxy within it.
就好似一個細嘅微型嘅銀河系咁樣。
Yeah, there are so many different parts and structures within the cell.
每一個細胞入面啊，都有好多唔同嘅部分同埋佢嘅結構。
That work in harmony to make the cell functional.
但系又系要咁和谐咁去合作咧，先至能够令到呢个细胞系可以好顺利咁去运作。
So with the advance of the technology, the scientists have many things to study, even within the tiny cell, like how proteins are folded.
咁所以咧，而家嘅科技发达啦，科学家都仍然有好多嘅需要去研究每一个细胞究竟，譬如佢嗰啲唔同嘅蛋白质系点样去合成嘅。
And also the DNAs, how they are bonded together.
咁又或者基因啦，基因佢入面嗰啲嘅唔同嘅组合啦。
So with the four different variations of the basic ingredients of the ATCG, different animals are all made by these four.With different sequences. 这个DNA 这个核糖核酸它们有四个基本的这个 ATCG, 但是所有的动物都是不同的这些四个的排列产生变成不同的物种这样。
My fault, I'm not a science person.
so the heaven and the earth.
咁所以我哋睇到天同埋地。
All speak forth, the glory and the wisdom of the everlasting God.
都喺度述说紧亚维呢位永在嘅神嘅荣耀同埋佢嘅智慧。
So if we have eyes to see, they point us to see after, this everlasting creator God, to urge us to commune and worship him.
所以如果我哋真系有眼睇得见啊，呢一切创造物都系喺度指向要我哋去寻求嗰位永恒嘅神，希望我哋会同佢有一份嘅交流，有一份嘅关系。
So I would like to sum up this first point with Acts chapter 17 verse 27 7 to sorry 24 to 28。
咁我就想用使徒行传17章24至28节嚟总结我头先分享嘅第一点。
Because of time, I'll only read it in English.
因为时间关系咧，我会净系读英文。
So Acts 17 verse 24 to 28. The God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temple made by man, nor is he served by human hands.As though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything, and he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on earth, to live on all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling places, that they should seek God, and perhaps feel their way towards him and find him. Yet he is actually not far from each one of us, for in him we liveAnd move and have our being. Okay, yeah, so let us press on to understand the second point about worship.
咁我哋而家嚟到去睇第二点关于敬拜。
You may wonder if man is made for worship.
咁可能大家会谂啦，如果人被造系为咗要敬拜嘅话
，If God has placed eternity in our hearts,
咁神又将永恒嘅意识摆喺我哋心里面。
Why don't we see every one of human being on earth worshiping God.
點解我哋見唔到全世界上面嘅人都喺度敬拜緊神呢
？So do you remember what I said in the beginning of the sermon?
咁唔知大家記唔記得我今日信息一開始所講嘅
？So actually, each person is a worshipper of someone or something, even if you are not a Christian or someone religious.
我一開始就話啦，每一個人都一定係一個敬拜者，喺度敬拜緊某人或者某一啲事物啊！就算你唔係一個有宗教意識、宗教背景嘅人。
So let us consider this question from the angle of the word worship.
咁所以我哋而家咧就從敬拜呢個字去理解。
So do you know the origin of the English word worship?
唔知大家知唔知道英文字敬拜 worship 佢嘅根源係咩咧
？So if we look into it, it can give us some insights.
咁我哋真係去睇嘅時候咧，都會得到啲亮光嘅。
So the English word worship is made of two parts.
咁其實英文字 worship 咧係由兩個部分去組成嘅。
It's made of the first prefix.
咁首先由一個前序 word 呢一個嚟組成啦。
So it come from worth.
其實咧，佢嘅根嗰個字咧就係價值啊 worth.
So worth is what you see as valuable.
系啦，咁呢个字咧就代表你睇为有价值嘅嘢啦。
And also ship.
咁跟住另一个后缀咧就系 ship.
Of course, ship is the boat thing. boat thing.
Ship 就系即系我哋大家都知啦，可能一架船咁样啦。
But here, yeah, it can mean a state of being.
咁但系咧喺呢一个用法底下咧，其实就系一个状态。
For example, friendship.
譬如我哋讲到友谊 friendship 呢个字
describe you being friends. This state of you being friend withAnother person or a group of people.
咁 friendship 咧，依个系一个两个唔同部分组成嘅字咧，就系讲紧啊，你喺个状态去同某某人有呢份嘅友谊。
So worship comes from worth and ship.
咁头先讲到敬拜 worship 呢个字咧，就系由两个唔同部分组成，就系 worth 同埋 ship。
So this means when we worship someone or something.
咁亦都代表当你去敬拜某人或者某事嘅时候。
That object of our worship is what we.Think or ascribe as worthwhile and valuable.
咁就代表咧，你所敬拜嘅对象咧，梗系你睇为觉得好有价值嘅。
So worship has to do with our value system.
所以敬拜系同我哋嘅价值观息息相关嘅。
What we ascribe or assign as precious and valuable to us.
究竟我哋去定义为睇为啊，对我嚟讲系好有价值嘅系咩咧？好珍贵嘅系咩
？We consider very worthwhile of our attention and devotion. That's the object of our worship.
所以呢个被敬拜对象咧，就系嗰样我哋睇为系好值得我哋投入我哋嘅时间、我哋嘅精力、我哋资源嘅。
So what is it that man is made for worship, but not everyone worship Yahweh, the only true God?
咁所以点解讲到话全人类每一个人都系被造为咗要敬拜，但系又唔系每一个人都去敬拜 Yahweh 神咧
？The reason is because even though God is everlasting and eternal, wise and good.
咁原因就系啦，纵然啊，我哋呢位神系永在嘅神，佢系几咁嘅全然美善同埋系有智慧嘅神。
We may not see knowing God as something worth our time and devotion.
但可能我哋仍然唔觉得认识神咧系值得我哋花时间，或者值得我哋去将我哋全神贯注咁去追求佢。
Rather, a person may find some other things or someone more precious and valuable, yeah, in his or her own eyes.
咁可能喺某啲人眼中，佢觉得有其他嘅人或者其他嘅事物更值得佢去花佢嘅时间啊去追求。
So some people think, what is worth their while is money.
有啲人觉得钱就系值得佢哋去花尽一切去揾嘅。
So money and how to make money is what preoccupies the person's minds often on a daily basis.
咁所以咧喺日常嘅生活、經常嘅情況狀態，都係嗰個人嘅腦海只係諗嘅，都係點樣去揾多啲錢咧，同埋錢本身。
Yeah, because wealth can bring a lot of things that the person desired, for him to enjoy or use.
咁因為財富的確可以換嚟可能唔同嘅享受啦，有啲佢需要用嘅嘢啦，等等。
So much so, there's a Chinese saying that says.有钱可以使鬼推磨 So that means if you have money, you can ask a ghost or spirit to work the mail for you.
Yeah, the mail. 咁所以咧，即系钱嗰个重要性啊，喺中国话里面你都会睇得到啦。因为有一句说话就话，有钱咧使得鬼推磨，咁就系啦，大家都理解啦。
So for these people, yeah, they worship money.
咁呢啲嘅人可能佢就真係敬拜嘅對象就係金錢。
So what captivates a person's heart and attention each day consistently is what the person worship or devote himself into.
咁所以咧，你去細心睇乜嘢去捉住你嘅心，佔據你嘅心，每一日你所關注嘅，其實嗰個就係你所敬拜緊嘅。
It could be also be a person or your spouse.
呢個人可能就係你嘅配偶。
Or your boyfriend or girlfriend.
可能你嘅男朋友、女朋友。
Or family members.
或者系一个家人啦。
Or prosperity.
又或者就头先讲呢啲嘅财富啦。
Or it could be the pursuit of academics.
又或者系对学术嘅追求。
So this leads to the second point regarding worship.
咁呢个就去到带我哋去到关于敬拜嘅第二点。
So what you devote your thoughts and hearts into to think about day and night?
你真系将你嘅心思意念。昼夜都去思想嘅，其实嗰个就系你所敬拜紧嘅。
Yeah, this will determine the way you make choices and how you live your life.
呢个咧都会去影响你去做每一个决定，同埋你点样去生活。
So this is why I said in the beginning, worship is the one thing that will determine the direction of your life.
所以呢个亦都系我一开始讲啊，敬拜系会影响你整个生活方式。
How you worship will determine.How you live?
你所敬拜的对象呢其实是会影响决定你怎样去生活。
So dear brothers and sisters and friends,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹朋友
So what is of supreme value in your heart?
究竟在你心里面最高最重要的那个价值你认为有价值是什么
What is the object of worship in your life?
究竟你生命里面你所敬拜的对象是什么呢
So this object of your worship will determine the direction of your life.
咁呢一个你所敬拜对象就会决定你一生嘅方向。
So let me share with you my experiences to illustrate this second point.
咁我都想用我自己亲身嘅经历咧，同你分享去举例嚟说明我第二点啦。
What you worship will determine your life direction and how you live your life.
你所敬拜嘅对象将会决定你点样去生活同埋你整个人生嘅方向。
So even though I grew up in a Christian home,
虽然我系喺个基督教家庭长大嘅。
Looking back at my life, during my teenage years, I was not a worshipper of God.
咁但我睇翻转头话喺我青少年期间咧，我并唔系一个敬拜神嘅人。
But a worshipper of academics.
我只系一个追求学术嘅人。
Yeah, I pursued to do excel, to do well at my studies.
咁我当然就系追求要喺我嘅学术学业成绩上面做到最好啦。
So without knowing, I devote myself worshipped.Academics.
咁所以其实我自己都冇留意到啦，有意无意，原来我已经喺度敬拜紧我嘅学业啊。
Yeah, trusting that if I do well at school, then it will open the doorway to success or future well-being.
咁我当时坚信，只要我系喺学业上啦做到最好咧，就可以保证我将来可以 无忧啦，我嘅生活系会好好嘅，同埋会有成功。
And this influenced greatly how I lived my life and made my choices.
咁呢个咧系非常之影响我点样去生活啦，同埋我所做嘅决定。
I was born in Taiwan and my family decided to immigrate to Canada when I was 14.
咁咧，我系台湾出世嘅。我14岁嘅时候咧，我屋企人就决定一家移民去加拿大。
So my brother and I went ahead as an international student first.
咁我同我哥哥咧就首先作为海外留学生咁嘅身份咧就去咗加拿大先。
Yeah, to study for me was year 9 and year 10.
啊，咁我嚟讲咧就系一去到加拿大我就读第九年班同埋第十年班。
And 2 years later, when I was about to start year 11.
咁但系两年之后，即系正正我准备要读第十一班嘅时候咧。
Actually, before that.
应该话之前啊。
Yeah, my mom also came to live in Canada as a permanent resident.
咁我妈咪咧就过咗嚟加拿大，作为一个永久居留嘅咁嘅身份喺嗰度住。
So, I remember when I start year 11, I was qualified to live at home, no longer studying at a private school as a boarding student.
咁其实我记得咧，当我妈咪已经过咗嚟嘅时候，我嗰个年。嗰、那個時間段咧，我係已經有資格可以唔再需要讀私家嘅寄宿學校、私人嘅寄宿學校，而係可以啊，即係住翻屋企去讀普通嘅公立學校嘅。
But did you know what I? And our home is only like 5 minutes away.
咁而我哋屋企只不過離開學校5分鐘到啦。
But did you know what I request of my mother?
但你知唔知我當時要求我媽媽點樣咧
？I said I don't want to live at home.
我唔想喺屋企住。
I want to stay as a boarding student.
我想繼續做一個寄宿學生。
Because I really want to do well at school.
因為我係想讀書讀得好好。
I was worshipping academics.
因為我當時其實喺度無可以話喺度敬拜緊我嘅學術追求。
So you know it's very expensive to study at private school and like live as a boarding student.
咁你都可想而知啊，你係喺一間私人嘅中學，仲要係寄宿咁樣去住，係好貴嘅學費。
The money was not issue.
咁但係當然咧，對我嚟講，錢當時唔係一個考慮咯。
I was do well at school.
我一心諗嘅就係我一定要啊讀到最好。
Because I was thinking if I stay at the dormitory, yeah, I can speak more English.
因為我當時就諗啦，如果我要住喺宿舍，咁我逼住就要講多啲英文啦。
I can improve my English skill。
咁我就可以，我英文就可以快啲進步。
Because my English wasn't very good at that time, because in Taiwan you only start learning English when you are in year 7.
咁我當時嘅英文其實並唔係咁好嘅，因為咧喺台灣喺我嘅年代啊，我哋係要去到七年班，即係中一度先至開始學英文嘅。
Yeah, so in my generation.
係啦，講緊我嘅年代啦。
But now I think they changed.
但我相信而家佢哋已經改咗制度啦。
So remember the second point I shared about worship?
咁你仲諗記唔記得我頭先啱啱講嘅第二點關於敬拜
？What we worship will determine the direction of our life and how we make choices in our everyday life.
你所敬拜嘅對象啊，嗰樣嘢係會決定你點樣去過你每一日嘅生活，同埋你所做嘅每一個決定。
So I.Worship academics.
咁我當時就係去敬拜呢啲學業啦、學術追求啦。
To devote myself into it.
我真係全神貫注咁將全人就係投入呢樣嘢。
So I tried my best to study very hard at every subject.
咁我每一科我都好勤力去讀。
Of course, being a teenager, I also like to play and have fun, play video game, play sports.
咁但係當然啦，我都係個年輕人，咁我都好鍾意去玩啦，去做運動同埋打機啦。
But because of my devotion, I will refrain from being lazy or spending too much time on recreation.
但係因為我嘅忠誠於我呢個學術追求、這個敬拜呢，我亦都會控制自己唔好花太多時間去娛樂。
So my
或者去偷懶。
My worship of academics also influenced my decision making.
所以我當時對呢個學術嘅敬拜咧，係影響住我嘅選擇嘅。
Yeah, to do well at school was everything to me at that time.
喺當時嚟講咧，喺學校裡面去有最好嘅表現咧，就係我嘅一切啦。
So how my mom felt, how my brother felt, how my dad felt was only secondary.
咁我媽媽或者我爸爸或者我哥哥佢哋感受咧，全部都唔係我第一個優先嘅考慮。
Of course, my parents and my mother was very loving towards me.
咁當然我父母、我母親都係對我係非常之愛護嘅。
Yeah, even though I think it was in her heart that our family can finally reunite and live together.
咁雖然佢心裡面啊諗，終於我哋一家團聚啦，可以一齊住啦。
But yeah, she let me live away from home, even though my home was only 5 minutes by walk.
咁佢都仍然願意啊，俾我同意咗，俾我繼續喺學校寄宿啦。啊，縱然咧，其實我都話啦，只不過係五分鐘到嘅距離嚟嘅。
Yeah, so looking back, yeah, I really, yeah, felt ashamed.
咁而家睇翻轉頭，咁我都覺得好慚愧啦，好羞愧。
Yeah, and I wish I have lived with my family for a couple more years.
咁我都好渴慕啊，當初我應該珍惜嗰幾年，能夠同我嘅家人一家相處一齊住。
The fact is, after going to university, I never lived with my parents more than 1 month.
因為事實咧，就係自從我入咗大學之後咧，咁多年我從來冇機會同屋企人相處多過一個月。
Yeah, due to various reasons.
啊，因為唔同嘅原因啦。
Yeah, so, but even though I devote myself to academics,
啊，咁雖然我咧就將自己去投入喺呢個學術嘅追求。
And I also receive a taste of so-called success.
咁我都係有嘗過一啲成功嘅感覺。
Yeah, I received offers from top universities in Canada.
咁我當時咧係被加拿大一啲頂尖嘅大學取錄咗嘅。
So I got to choose which one I would like to go.
咁我有選擇，我想去邊一間大學。
But this fulfillment or excitement only lasts very shortly, maybe a few weeks.
但係嗰種嘅興奮咧，只不過係持或者嗰種滿足感啊，只係持續咗可能幾個禮拜咁短時間。
So I knew deep inside my heart, I still feel very lost to the purpose of life.
咁其實我心靈深處咧，都係好清楚知道，我仍然覺得好迷茫啊！究竟人生嘅目的係乜嘢咧
？And there's still this emptiness within me.
亦都感受到內心嘅空虛。
So academic achievements only brought me temporary happiness and satisfaction.
所以學術嗰種嘅成就，只不過能夠帶俾我好短暫嘅一份滿足感，同埋嗰份嘅成功感。
I still feel unfulfilled and didn't know what life is all about.
其實我仍然係覺得內心係冇真正嘅滿足，同埋唔明白人生究竟為咗乜嘢。
So this experience I share with you also describe the third key points regarding worship.
咁我頭先啱啱同大家分享嘅經歷，亦都去引入我第三點，想同大家講關於敬拜。
Yeah, the third point about worship is.
咁第三點關於敬拜咧。
Only when we worship our Creator God Yahweh, we can truly be satisfied and find the purpose and meaning in life.
唯有當我哋真係敬拜我哋嘅創造主 Yahweh 神，我哋先至能夠得到內心真正完全嘅滿足，同埋能夠揾到人生嘅目的同意義。
This yearning within us for eternity.And this emptiness within us can finally be filled.
我哋内心对永恒嗰种嘅渴求，同埋我哋内心嗰种空虚啊，唯有当我哋咁样去敬拜神，先至能够被满足。
On the other hand,
咁但系另一方面咧
，like what I shared earlier, if you ascribe values and worth on things other than the everlasting God as supreme,
如果啊你系将价值或者覺得咩係寶貴咧，擺喺嗰啲其他嘅嘢啊，唔係神啊，係依位永在神以外。
Then, yeah, just like the teenage me who puts study first as my God.
就好似我年青嘅時候啦，我將讀書啊擺為最重要地位，好似我嘅神咁樣。
The result is sooner or later we find out what we devote our time and energy cannot truly satisfy us.
咁其實好快我哋就會發現咯，我哋去。即係去投入嘅所有時間啊、精力咧，其實係冇辦法滿足我哋嘅。
Eventually, we'll be disappointed.
我哋最終都係會失望。
If you devote your time and energy to make money,
譬如如果你係將你嘅時間啊、你嘅精力都擺喺揾錢方面
，If you worship money,
如果你去敬拜金錢
，It will betray you one day when you die.
到你死嗰日，你就會發現呢啲錢財都會出賣你。
You cannot bring even one penny with you after you die.
因為你一個便士一毫子你都唔可以帶走。
If you worship and devote your life to build up your family,
如果你係將全身心精力都投入喺建立你嘅家庭嗰度
，There's only so much you can do for your family.
但係你能夠為你家庭所做嘅亦都只係有限嘅。
If you're strong, you can live up to 70 or 80.
你身體健康可能可以活到70歲、80歲。
Yeah, your kids will have their own family one day.
但你的孩子有一天都要自己成家。
If your kids are your worlds and the object of your worship,
如果你的孩子就是你的全世界，你的世界的全部，同埋就是你所敬拜的。
Sooner or later, you will need to leave them, and this too is vanity.
有一天你都是迟早你都要离开他们，所以这一切也都是虚空。
If you devote your time and attention to pursue after a prosperous life,
如果你又将你的时间精力投入就是去建立一个非常之美好富裕安稳的生活的话，
You want a comfortable life that is filled with good things and relaxation and entertainments.
那你希望呢自己可以建立一个人生是充满美好的东西啦，可以去娱乐啦，可以去放松啦。
Of course, to relax and to have hobbies is not wrong.
那当然啦，要去放松下，有自己的兴趣，这样不是错的。
But is that what you live for, what you devote your person into?
这个是不是但是你个问题是你是不是就是将全人就是投入在这个事上，也都是差不多当了他是你敬拜的对象呢？
If you worship prosperity, then one day you also be disappointed.
所以当你去敬拜这些的财富物质的保障，其实有一天你都是会失望。
Because this body of ours will get old.
因为我们这个身体都会去老啦。
No matter how delicious, how wonderful, beautiful the food is, that is only so much an old person can eat.
咁无论啊，摆喺你前面嘅食物几咁美味，睇落去几咁吸引，一个老咗嘅人其实食嘅都系有限嘅。
I discovered this when I turned 40.
当我四十岁之后，我就开始发现呢样嘢啦。
When I was 30, I can eat and eat and eat.
我三十岁嘅时候，我仍然可以不断食。
40, just one plate.
但系四十岁嘅时候，去食一碟都够啦。
So, yeah, there's so much you can enjoy, then the body can't take it anymore.
咁所以咧，就算讲到享受啊，你身体、你嘅生命能够享受嘅都系有限噶咯，跟住你都已经用唔下再更加多噶。
And yeah, you like to play badminton, but there's one day you cannot swing.
就算你好中意打羽毛球，可能有一日你真系连举手想打个波都唔得啦。
So if we worship these temporary things, yeah, or not eternal things, or God, then we'll be disappointed one day.
所以我哋所敬拜嘅都系呢啲短暂嘅嘢咧，而唔系嗰位永恒嘅神。咁有一日我哋都系会注定失望嘅。
So only when we connect and commune and worship God, who is our Creator and our Father in heaven.
所以唯有咧，当我哋去同呢位永恒嘅神，我创造我哋嘅呢位永恒嘅天父去联合啦。去溝通啦，同埋去交流有溝通，係啦。
Then we can truly find meaning and direction for our life to live life abundantly, like how He wished for us.
咁我哋先可以咧，真正去揾到喺佢裏面依個人生嘅意義啦，同埋咧係依個豐盛嘅生命啊！依個亦都係神佢好希望我哋能夠去活嘅依種生命。
So, how is the Heavenly Father's heart, His will towards us?
咁究竟天父啊，佢对我哋嘅心意系乜嘢咧
？So let's read John chapter 17 verse 3.
咁我哋可以一齐读约翰福音十七章三节。
So 17 verse 3 says, "And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent."
约翰福音十七章三节，认识你独一嘅真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
So God desires for us to seek after Him, to worship and commune with Him.
神咧好渴慕我哋去追求佢啦，去敬拜佢，同埋同佢真系有呢份嘅交流。
And in this living relationship, that is after the example He has given us through Christ Jesus.
亦都系透过佢赐俾我哋耶稣嘅榜样咧，去俾我哋睇到呢份同神之间活生生嘅关系。
It's only when we are worshippers of Yahweh God, we can truly find contentment and purpose of life, as it should be.
所以唯有是我们是一个真正敬拜亚维神的人，我们才能够找到人生中真正的满足和人生的目标。
So in closing, I would like to share with you an example to help you grasp this third point, that only when we worship God, when we commune with God, who is everlasting, then we can truly be satisfied.
咁而家嚟到差唔多要结束嘅时间咧，我就想用一个例子再去说明呢个第三点，就系讲到当我哋唯有当我哋去敬拜神，同神真系有呢份嘅交流、沟通、互动嘅时候咧，我哋先至会得到真正嘅满足嘅。
And even though the example is imperfect,
咁虽然呢个例子都唔系完美完全嘅
，but I hope by God's grace I can convey yeah what I.Yeah, what he has placed in my heart.
但都希望靠住神嘅恩典咧，我能够将神摆喺我心里面，希望同大家去表达嘅，能够解释得清楚。
Yeah, the story is about little Lydia's adventure.
咁呢一个故事咧，就关于阿小以真，我哋女啦，佢嘅一段嘅经历啊。
Back in January 2019, 4 years ago.
就系四年前，喺2019年嘅一月嘅时候。
When she was 9 months old.
佢当时咧只系得九个月大。
So can we see a slide?So do you know where this is?
咁唔知大家知唔知我哋当时喺边咧
？So back then, Pastor Joe and Sister Olive was very kind and loving towards our family.
咁当时咧，加肯牧师啦，同埋美艳师母咧，佢哋都对我哋一家好爱护啦。
So Pastor Joe brought us to Israel to visit and to learn and experience different things and places mentioned in the Bible.
咁当时咧，加肯牧师就特登带我哋一家咧，都去到以色列。去學習唔同嘅關於聖經方面嘅知識啊，啲背景。
And little Lydia was only 9 months old at that time.
咁當時以真只係得九個月大。
Thanks be to God for His peace and for watching over us.
咁都好感謝神保守啦，去俾我哋平安，去看顧我哋。
Yeah, in this 3 weeks time, Lydia was surprisingly happy and peaceful.
咁其實喺嗰幾個禮拜裡面咧，以真係異常嘅，即係平靜又好開心。
During that time, she mostly was at home with us.So she has not seen much of this outside world.
咁因为喺之前啊，嗰九个月佢主要都系同我哋喺屋，佢就冇乜见过外面嘅世界。
But she was not afraid or distressed when we visited a variety of different places or settings.
咁佢又冇乜体会过系咧，即系其他唔同嘅环境啊咁样啦。
First and foremost, it was because Heavenly Father was watching over us.
咁但第一咧就系天父去看顾我哋啦。
But also, one important reason was because Lydia was in close contact with us.
但系其实另一个重要原因咧，就系因为佢同我哋系有一份好紧密嘅关系接触噶嘛。
So she can see us.
因为佢见到我哋啦。
And feel us.
又感受到我哋啦。
Like in this case, you know, you see the baby carrier.
咁好似喺呢幅图片啦，你见到其实我哋一路都要用一个孭带去孭住佢啦。
Or she.Can be in a pushchair.
咁又或者可以将佢挤喺一个婴儿嘅手推车啦。
So this is when we are about to leave UK.
咁呢个就
airport.
呢个就我哋正当准备离开英国过去嘅时候，喺个机场。
Yeah, so she can see us and are in close contact with us. That's why she feel content and was able to you know explore the many different places together with us.
咁就系因为佢能够去。睇到我哋，亦都同我哋真系有接觸咧，佢就好滿足啦，所以亦都好乖乖咁跟住我哋去探索周圍唔同嘅地方。
So we can see the next photo. For example, in this wilderness, or actually a national park.
咁其實甚至喺一個國家公園啦，即係一啲我哋睇嚟好似話好荒野嘅地方啦。
So the next slide, please. Yeah. So we did not.Abuse Pastor Joe to ask him to do the hard labor for us.
所以我哋都唔会去，我要去啊路，即系新路啊牧师一段 Pastor Joe 帮我哋一路推啊以真嘅。
So almost nobody was there at that time.
其实当时嗰个地方差唔多都冇其他人。
So next slide, please.
It's still quite a challenge, yeah. 但其实都系好挑战嘅。
Next slide, please. And she was.Lydia was very, very peaceful because, yeah, we can see her through the, you know, the
opening.
Yeah, the opening of the baby pushchair.
系啊，咁另外一个咧，就因为我哋嗰架手推车上面都有个窿咧，你可以咁样望到，咁佢又望到你嘅。
So why do we need to use a rain cover?
咁但系点解要用嗰、那个好似落雨保护嗰个套咧
？Because it was very windy.
因为嗰度好大风。
And very dusty.
同埋好多沙尘。
Yeah, so to prevent the sand into.Getting into her.
咁就唔使嗰啲沙入曬佢眼啊、口啊咁樣啦。
And next slide. So when she was with us, she is in contact, close contact with us. When she sees us, she's very content, even in this, you know, cave or water system.
咁就算好似喺一個咁嘅洞穴啊，呢啲咁嘅水嘅系統，即係呢啲環境啦，唔係特別舒服嘅環境，但係因為佢同我哋係咁親密嘅接觸咧，咁其實佢都仍然係好滿足、好安穩。
Yeah, so because you know when she's in the baby carriage, she can feel our heartbeats, our voice, the sound, our breathing. When she lifts up her eyes, she can see our face.
咁因為用呢個嬰兒嘅孭帶咧，咁其實佢時時刻刻貼近我哋嘅胸口，可以聽到我哋心跳聲啦，可以感受到我哋呼吸啦，同埋一舉喺個頭又會望到我哋啦。
So she was very content and peaceful and happy.
咁所以點解全程佢都好開心啊，好滿足，好開好平靜啦。
And she had a wonderful journey with us, adventure with us to see many different places that is not possible if she stayed at home.
咁所以咧，因為咁啊，佢先能夠可以同我哋一齊去經歷同埋見證到咁多唔同嘅新嘅事物啊，學到咁多嘢。但係如果佢喺屋企一個人就唔會學到啦。
So next slide, please. And next one.Right, it's when, yeah, so even though the illustration is imperfect to describe our worship of God, how we worship Him and behold His face, so to speak.
雖然我這個例子沒有辦法完全對等可以去演示怎樣我們跟神之間我們去敬拜神，怎樣去專注定睛去仰望祂的面容。
But it's in worship that,Yeah, we find purpose and fulfillment, yeah, through our contact with the everlasting God.
但是真的是透过我们一路不断跟神去接触这样去敬拜，我们才能够找到我们人生真正的满足和那个目的和意义。
So, how often do you behold the Heavenly Father's face?
那我们有多少真的会静下来定睛地去注目在神的面容呢？
So when we are in touch with the Heavenly Father, yeah, that's how we can experience this abundant life, yeah, in God.
亦都係透過真係每一步真係同神嘅接觸咧，我哋先能夠經歷人生係幾咁豐富、幾咁精彩。
So our time is up.
咁我哋嘅時間就到啦。
So today we ponder on the teaching of worship from the Word of God.
咁今日咧，我哋從神嘅話語咧一齊去思考敬拜呢個題目。
So we saw that man is made for worship because God has placed eternity in our hearts.
咁我哋睇到咧，人咧被造啊，系为咗去敬拜，因为神咧佢将永恒放咗喺我哋心里面。
And secondly, what you worship will determine the direction of your life.
而第二点咧就系你所敬拜嘅对象啊，你所敬拜嗰样嘢都会决定你嘅人生方向。
And thirdly, only when we worship Yahweh, our Creator and our Father in heaven, this emptiness in us can truly be filled.
而第三點咧，就係唯有當我哋真係去敬拜Yahweh神啊，然後我哋同佢有接觸嘅時候咧，我哋心裏面嗰份嘅空虛嗰份缺乏，先至能夠真正被滿足。
Now we can find purpose and direction to live life abundantly。
咁我哋都可以喺神裏面揾到人生真正嘅方向嗰個目的，去過一個豐盛嘅生命。
Yeah, as we walk closely with our Creator and our Father in heaven，
就去同我哋嘅天父創造我哋主一齊同行。
So, who or what do you worship?
咁究竟你所敬拜嘅对象系边个咧？又或者系啲咩嘢咧
？What is your direction of life?
你人生嘅方向又系乜嘢咧
？So I leave this question with you.
咁我都将呢个问题留低俾大家继续思考。
Yeah, so yeah, may Heavenly Father touch our hearts and help us to understand what we heard today.
都让神咧，都系去触动我哋每一个人嘅心，同埋咧去帮我哋明白今日所学嘅。
So let us close with a prayer.
我们一起用祷告结束。
Honey Father, our God Yahweh.
我们亲爱天父 Yahweh 我们神。
Thank you so much for your words and your revelation.
多谢你的话语和你对我们的启示。
We are not left in the dark, not knowing how to seek after you.
以致我们都不会好像在黑暗里面去迷惘、迷失咁样。
Yeah, through your creation, you are sending us messages.
透过你嘅创造，你不断喺度同我哋去对话，有信息去俾我哋。
And you have placed eternity in our hearts that we will seek after you who are everlasting and eternal.
你亦都真系将永恒放置喺我哋心里面啊，等我哋真系会去寻求你。
So we pray that you teach us to be Yeah, true worshipper of you.
求你就即系帮助我哋，即系成为真正嘅敬拜者去敬拜你。
So our life will no longer yeah, drifting here and there.
而是我哋嘅生命唔会啊成日喺度漂浮又左摇右摆咁样。
That through knowing you and knowing Jesus Christ, yeah, our life can be purposeful and yeah, have direction.
透过认识你同埋认识主耶稣基督，我哋嘅生命变得系好有目标。
Father, we pray you will continue to teach us how to worship.
求你就继续教导我哋点样去敬拜你。
And yeah, may you be the most precious one in our hearts.
真系成为我哋心里面最珍贵嘅嗰一位。
So, Father, we commit another new week into your hands.
天父，我哋都将新嘅一周交托喺你手中。
And may you be very close with us and teach us your ways.
愿你真系与我哋非常亲近，去教导我哋你嘅道路。
Yeah, so we lift our thanks to you and pray this in our Lord Jesus' name.
我哋都将我哋嘅赞美去交上俾你，愿你都系嘅名被高举。